Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
That was a grinder, huh?
Oh, boy, was it ever. Oof. Boy, was it ever.
Man.
But we came out victorious, so it's all good.
It's kind of the Patriot way. You guys are happiest, especially your coach, are happiest when you have to fight harder. I mean, blowouts are fun, I'm sure, but this seemed to be more satisfying than if you won by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
I don't know. I like the 3 or 4 touchdown route.
Hey, Matt, I used the analogy earlier of the either one of Mel Gibson's movies, either Braveheart or The Patriot, appropriate enough, where in all the fight scenes, all the guys just keep dying and getting shot and falling down, and more guys just step over them and get into the battle until eventually they will themselves to outlast the opponent. That's kind of what it was like yesterday with Wilfork and Sanders and Teddy Bruschi going down. Just more guys jumped in over the sidelines and came in and somehow got it done.
Yeah, it's crazy. We just, people keep stepping up, and we're going to have to continue to do that. And it's week 14, and nobody said it was going to be easy, but these guys are ready at a drop of a hat on the sideline, keep stepping up, and keep doing a great job for us.
You think when Junior Seau made that trip cross country, he came here and then back out there, did you think he'd be able to play? You think it was even possible?
It's Junior Seau. Of course I figured he could be able to play. The guy's not human. He's like... He's like a robot or something. I don't even know. He's a special guy. So he took a cross country trip. He came right back. He was at the facility at like 5:30 in the morning when I got there. Was it Friday that we left?
Yeah.
I mean he's amazing. So he's on a different time clock.
And there was no margin for error pretty much in that last drive. Obviously, you as the quarterback understood it. Wes Welker was quoted in the paper saying he understood it. Is it left unsaid in the huddle, or as the leader, do you say to these guys, listen, you know, this may be our last possession. We are behind. We got to come from behind. Is it left unsaid, or do you need to mention it to them as you get ready to commence that last drive, Matt?
No, it's usually left unsaid. I mean, it's one of those things that you go in and everybody knows what's at stake. Everybody knows. That we got to go out and we got to execute on every single play because of the implications that, you know, we're behind and we have to score right here. So everybody just knows what's at stake, and we go out and we just try to execute.
Hey, would it be unfair or disrespectful to say that Welker would be your binky?
My binky?
Yeah, your binky. How about this? Your security blanket?
He always is my security blanket, and he's done such a great job throughout the entire year and continues to do a great job. And, you know, when you see him one-on-one, you expect him to get open, and he's done that continuously throughout the last two seasons and especially this season.
Did you have any doubt after last week that he'd bounce back this week? I mean, any normal human being would have been affected by that Ryan Clark hit, and we all were wondering – going into this game, would he be, you know, would there still be that ringing in his head, or would he get a little gun shy going over the middle?
No, if you know Wes, you know, you don't worry about him going over the middle, and you know that he'll be back if at all possible. If he's 50% and they tell him he can go, he's going to go. So that's just the type of player he is, and he's never gun shy. He goes over the middle at will, and he continues to do it.
Hey, Matt, when your shoe comes off in the middle of a football game and you jam your foot back into the shoe but you don't have time to tie it, does the next play pretty much have to be a handoff?
That's pretty funny. I was wondering the same thing. I'm going sitting there looking at the sideline going, what do you guys want me to do right now?
Yeah.
So they called the play, and I don't think they realized that my shoe was completely off. And then I'm trying to get the play. I get the play, and as I'm getting the play, I'm trying to put the shoe back on, and I just didn't have any time to tie that shoelace, so we just kind of, they called the play already, and I ran the handoff.
So you don't think they knew your shoe was off, or that it was, that you were sort of out of equipment, correct?
I don't think they did, because they just went right along with calling the play, and we just kind of moved along.
So then it was a fortunate coincidence that it was a handoff to Kevin. What happens if it were a drop back, you know, 3 or 4 step drop, and you had that shoe kind of, you know, untied? Could you have done it?
Yeah, I probably could have done it. I just hope I wouldn't have tripped on my shoelace. That would have looked a little silly.
Velcro next time. Try Velcro. That's what we tell all the little kids, you know, get the Velcro. Do you have any more questions about the shoe?
That's
Dino?
All. I just want to know.
No more shoe questions.
You have a problem with that line of questioning?
No, it's...
Didn't you find it interesting?
It's fascinating.
Of course.
What kind of shoes are those? Do you double knot, Matt?
You double knot? I did have a double knot. I had to untie the double knot to get into...
Why not get the high tops like Johnny Unitas?
That would be sweet. I'm going to have to ask Nike if they can hook that up.
Hey, is the crowd noise there overrated or underrated?
No, they actually create a lot of crowd noise there. It's pretty impressive. And the stadium itself is a beautiful stadium, and I just think that the way that it's designed, it traps in the noise very well, so it gets really loud.
Obviously, your preparations held you in good stead. There were no false starts. The silent count seemed to work. How much did you work on that getting ready for this?
The tape on the ear hole takes care of it all, right? Tape?
That helps, actually. That really does help, believe it or not. But we definitely had a huge emphasis on the silent count this week and no false start penalties because we knew that it was going to be very loud. And I think everybody went in and made a conscious effort to try to hold that steadily throughout the game.
Can you explain to a couple of radio morons exactly how the silent count works?
Silent count, well, how it usually works is it's based on me slapping the center or if I'm in shotgun, I use the foot. And it's just him usually using either a head bob or something like that in which he'll use to indicate that he's about to snap the ball to the other lineman, and that's usually how it'll work. So it's either on silent one or silent double.
All right, but does the defense have to be really stupid?
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're paying attention.
If they're paying attention, you know, I mean, that's the advantage of playing at home, I think, at those loud stadiums is a lot of times you see those defensive linemen getting up the field, and that's because they're jumping that silent count.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the second week in a row that the announcers have said that you're one of the defensive players was your roommate in college. Did you just have like a big suite where you and Loafer and Palomalu all lived together, or did you take turns, and did they have it right?
You know, Loafer actually wasn't my roommate. I told them that too, but I tried to tell them that he was a very close friend of mine in college. And one of probably my closest friends on the team, but we definitely weren't roommates. I don't know where they got that information.
Are you getting sick of playing against your best friends?
Oh, it's always a lot of fun when they're on the other side of the ball because they're always talking smack to me.
That's true, and I suppose it's better to beat them than it is to lose.
Yeah, it's definitely better to beat them. There's no doubt about that.
I know you're going to tell us that the Trojans got hosed, right, that they really the best team in the country and they belong in the title game?
No, you know, to be completely honest, with them losing to Oregon State and then also the Pac-10 being down like it was, I think the appropriate teams went to the national championship this year. And the Trojans, while I think that they're a great team, they had to get it done with an undefeated season this year in order to go to that national championship game.
Now, who was it you had a bet with? Who was the UCLA guy?
Oh, Matthew Slater.
Matthew Slater. Now, who pays? I don't know if point spreads factor in here. We were trying to figure that out. Did you win the bet?
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
you lost the bet.
All the points.
Are you wearing a UCLA, like, boxer shorts right now as you're speaking to us?
No, we had a gentleman's bet, so to speak, so we'll just leave it at that.
I don't believe
it. So I lost a little bit.
All right, so if you don't think USC got hosed, you think OJ got hosed on Friday?
Do you USC guys stick together?
Hey, I'm not going to comment on OJ. You know, I'm not going to comment on OJ. He's a Trojan, but, you know, it's
he's
just an unfortunate situation.
He's a convicted
situation. I think Pete Carroll's even abandoned him.
Yeah.
Were you there when he let him come to practice? Were you on the team when OJ went to practice?
I was. We were at the Orange Bowl, and OJ came down. I guess he was in Florida, and he came down to the Rose Bowl and met with some of the guys and everything like that. And back then it was actually – kind of crazy to have a guy like that come down because he was a legend in his own right, obviously, because of what had happened with the trial and everything like that. There was a lot of lashing out from Trojan fans everywhere, but that's how it goes.
Well, I thought it was smart of Pete to make him walk through a metal detector before he came and talked to the team. So,
hey, Fargus,
everybody was safe.
You guys are tough.
You're playing Fargus this week, right? You're another USC guy, right?
Another USC guy. He grew up in my hometown. Another one of my buddies.
So you guys are buddies, because I know he was the one who invited. Wasn't he the one who invited OJ to practice?
I think he was. Yeah,
Justin Fargus.
I think he was. Yeah, I think he and his father were friends or something like that.
Well, Huggy, you got to meet Huggy Bear then, huh?
Huggy Bear, exactly. Sweet shoes that he used to wear.
Did you ever see him in the TV show? Do you know the character he played?
I know the character he played. Didn't he have the goldfish in his?
Yeah, he was a...
What the heck?
Yeah, like Frenchie Fugle.
He was a pimp.
Yeah.
He was a pimp. Yeah, exactly.
Was he one
Everybody
of...
in there to be a pimp.
Hey, what's different this time? Last time you stayed out there for a week, it didn't work out. You know, You went down to San Diego and got waxed. What are you doing differently this time?
Playing Oakland.
Other than playing a less imposing team, any changes in the way you're approaching this week altogether out there in little in boys camp?
I just think everybody's got to have a tough week of practice. We got to go in there and stay focused, and we can't get distracted, and we just got to put our nose to the grind. Everybody knows what's at stake, and everybody knows that we've got to take one game at a time, and Oakland's the next game in the progression. So we're just going to go out and work hard and try to stay focused and try to get it done Sunday.
All right, Matt, thanks for the time.
Do you have any plans? You guys going out, like, all together, going out to, like, amusement park or maybe to, like,
check
out?
I think we're going to go to yoga together, everybody.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Is that Junior's idea?
Yeah. No, that's surfing.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It'll be special.
Will you, like, all go to a movie or anything?
I have no clue. I haven't checked my agenda. It's only 6:45, but I'll wake everybody up right now.
There you go. You be the social organizer, Matt.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
Talk to you next week. Matt Cass with Dennis and Callahan.